first day of spring. It rolls in at 4:58, just before the end of the third hour of the drive here today on WWIB with Paul Anthony. So 4:58, spring's arrival today.
All right. Happy spring. Also, something else that is arriving. I'm not a gamer, but my kids really enjoy playing games from time to time. And Google has revealed a new gaming service. They've got their tendrils and everything. They revealed a new gaming service yesterday. It's called Stadia. It's a game streaming service capable of being accessed from everything from the company's Chrome browser, which I'm using right now, to Chromecast, to their Google Pixel phones. The new service will launch at some point later this year, but they've introduced it again yesterday. Unlike other video games that require consoles or special gaming computers, Stadia offers instant access to play without the need for downloads, which is interesting. For example, however, YouTube videos showing content from Stadia include an option to let viewers instantly play the same game by clicking a Play Now button. Because I don't know about your children, but my children love watching other people play video games on YouTube, and I don't understand it, but it's something they love doing.
Yeah, a little bit. I've seen that, and the thing is, like, it's harder for my generation to get that or for yours. We're sports fans, but really watching other people, but I guess it's something they do, and wow, you can do that well at that, right?
Esports is a big thing, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, can game and make a living, too. So
the NBA created its own e-league.
Yeah. So don't give up hope, parents. The latest from Google that will be taking over the world soon. Love Google. Seventh time down, the 99. We've heard before of the helicopter parent, too. It's, you know, you're always kind of hovering around the child, and you love your child, but maybe don't give them quite as much space. But apparently there are new parenting styles.
One. Yeah, the New York Times says we now have snowplow parents. Now, I don't think this is just because we had that record-setting snow in February, but these are parents who are apparently like machines chugging ahead, clearing any obstacles in their child's path to success.
Okay.
So they don't have to encounter failure, frustration, or lost opportunities. It's the legal form of the recent college bribery scandal and often goes hand in hand with affluence.
Aunt Becky.
It starts early when parents get on wait lists for elite preschools before their kids are born and try to make sure their toddlers are never compelled to do anything that may frustrate them.
How can you tell if a preschooler is elite? The fact that they don't eat paste and chew on the crayons?
Yeah, right. It gets more intense when school starts. Running a forgotten assignment to school or calling a coach to request that their child make the team. Later, it's writing them an excuse if they procrastinate on schoolwork, paying a college counselor thousands to perfect their applications, or calling their professors to argue about a grade.
Wow.
Apparently, lawnmower parenting is similar. It's a phrase that popped up a year or two ago. On the educator blog, We Are Teachers, a teacher wrote a post titled Lawnmower Parents Are the New Helicopter Parents, and We Are Not Here For It. So lawnmower parents, those who are willing to go to whatever lengths necessary to prevent their child from having to face adversity, struggle, or failure. So,
is there a positive kind of parenting in there? You know, shepherding a child's heart type of parenting?
Yeah, I think that's what we need. That's what we need, right? So that different philosophy, like, do you really wait till your kids are old enough to beat you in one-on-one in basketball or horse?
Well, see, that was always the thing. I always wanted to be able to beat my dad because he wouldn't let me win. I knew it was going to be a real victory if I ever got it.
Right, exactly. I remember playing my dad in ping pong, and it's like, no, this is, you know, you have to really do it. And it's kind of a step of manhood. Like, can you beat your dad? So,
look, I don't body slam my newly turned four-year-old when we're wrestling, but I'm also not going to let him win too easily either.
Yeah.
That's Seth and Nerva. It's called Brother. WWIB, The Wib Wake Up Show, 17 past 8, 36 degrees. Caleb and Halvo, Hillary out in D.C., changing the world. We are working on changing our corner of the world here in Eau Claire. City Council coming up, a very important election, of course, April 2nd. And we have another City Council candidate on the line, Halvo.
Yeah, John Lohr is with us. He was the leading vote getter in the primary back in February and is one of 10 at-large candidates looking for five spots on the Eau Claire City Council in the April 2nd election. Early voting started on Monday, continues through Friday this week, and then all next week, Monday through Friday as well. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for talking to Mark and Caleb here on WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Now, we've been starting off with all of our City Council candidate interviews, just some fun get-to-know-you questions. We call it rapid fire, and we put 60 seconds on the clock and just ask you a few questions that you can answer just top your mind. So are you ready for that?
Sure.
All right, here we go. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. What's your favorite breakfast food?
Rice.
What's a song you'll always sing along to?
Country music song.
How about your all-time favorite movie?
I watched Among movies more.
What's the last book you read?
I read one of the business investment property, a book.
If you can cook, what's your go-to dish? What do you prepare?
I prepare a lot of Hmong dish for my family.
Is your desk a messy desk or a neat desk?
I am messy desk.
What's your hidden talent if you have one?
I am walk and talk.
And what about your favorite superhero?
My superhero is President Obama.
All right, there we go. Thank you so much. That's rapid fire. That's how it's done.
John Lohr with us. He was a leading vote getter in the primary. John, what do you think was the secret to your success? Now, it was just the primary. You made sure that of those 12 original candidates, you were going to be in the field of 10. That'll get whittled down to 5. But what was your secret to such a good voter turnout for the February vote?
Well, my successful is that I'm working really hard. I'm out canvassing myself almost every day in at the same time. I've done a lot of advertising because of my campaign raised more fund than any other candidate, and I outspending my money to do all what I can on the campaign tour.
Yeah, in fact, showing the close-knit nature and the support from the Hmong community, not just here from the Chippewa Valley, but as I've read, I mean, you've gotten support from other parts of the state, if not other parts of the country, right?
Yes. My donation is not mainly from Eau Claire. It's my donation mainly from the whole Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. And I have a cousin down in Oklahoma that also throw a fundraising party for me, too. So
yeah.
All my funding donations are not just from Eau Claire, from all over and a couple other different states.
So kind of just what is kind of your philosophy in terms of you want to get onto the board? What kind of influence do you want to have in terms of taking the direction of the city council in Eau Claire?
Well, the reason I'm running for city council is that I want to build Eau Claire, because I came to Eau Claire. Let me get a little bit about my background. Mm-hmm. I immigrated to Eau Claire back in 1989 and lived here for the last 30 years. I have my own 4 children and 4 grandchildren in Eau Claire. We live all in Eau Claire. And I have been through the I live in a third world poor country before I come to America. But at the same time, in the last few years, I heard about shortage of affordable housing, and we have homeless population increasingly every year. Talking about 3 children who are classified as homeless in the public school system, these are the things that hurt me the most. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to run for city council and to see if I can help solve these problems. Because when I first came to America, I received $700 a month and paid $550 toward my rental property, and I have about $150 left to support myself, my wife, and my kid, one of my child, and my brother. So for us, live for $150 a month. I know how difficult it is.
Yeah. And finally, John, just a couple last things. Occupationally, what have you done? What do you currently do in terms of work?
Oh, sure. I am a... my daily job is a real estate agent, and I sell life insurance. Besides that, I also an entrepreneur in real estate business. I own about 20 rental property in Eau Claire. It consists about containing about 40 or 54 more units in Eau Claire that I rent to low income families. Hmm. And that's all I do.
Yeah. And I think it's American Realty, right? American Realty?
Yeah, American Realty. Now I'm joining American Realty and joining to Keller Williams. So now I'm in Keller Williams in Eau Claire.
All right. And then if people want to get involved with your campaign and working with you between now and the April 2nd election, how can they learn more?
Well, they can learn more from me on my website, John Lohr for City Council. And they can go in there and learn more from me in there, or they can contact me directly. Call me on my cell phone number, 715-828-7607. And, you know, we love to have them on the volunteer.
John, thanks so much for talking to us. Mark and Caleb here on the WIB Wake Up Show today.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
John Lohr, one of the 10 Eau Claire City Council at-large candidates. The election April 2nd. Early voting continues.
You can continue to catch all of our city council interviews under podcasts at WWIB.com. Look for the WIB Wake Up Show. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.